You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM, K223-BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Miracles are in this place today, amen? You may be seated, man. That was Tasha Cobbs, who? You bad girl, what? I love that when me and Bishop were talking in the office before church, and we were talking about how when you're in your purpose, how it's just effortless. You know what I'm talking about? Well, that's you, my dear. She just stands up there like it ain't nothing. So thank you so much for everyone that came out tonight. Bishop, you bad man. Y'all, he is like Bishop Evans is a bad man. I watched him get my computer, fold my sweat rag really neatly, and he carried it up here. What? You're a good man. I like you. And Lady Evans, Lady Lisa, thank you so much. What's going on? We celebrate you, woman of God. Yes, we do, boo. We celebrate you, we celebrate you, we celebrate you. And I celebrate New Jersey Bethany Baptist Church. Y'all are up in the house. I celebrate y'all tonight. I am so pumped that out of all the white women, with mohawks, y'all let me come one. I am just so tickled about that. I walked in and I told my assistant, I looked today and it said church attire. I went, oh, because if y'all know anything about me, it's like ripped jeans and combat boots. But we did all right. We did all right. I'm going to honor my sister Angel and Valerie Prescott. Thank you. And so today, I got the honor of coming and talking to the women, and I see we let some men up in the house, too. That's all right. Y'all gonna love me, men. You hear me? Y'all gonna have an offering by the time this thing's done, and you men, you're gonna give me an extra offering because you're going home with some good women. Y'all ain't gonna have to send her to a therapist no more. You ain't gonna be laid in bed at night. Kill her! No, we go get some women set free in the house tonight. So ladies, I want you to look at your neighbor right there. Tell your girl, you fine. You are cute. Come on, honor your sister. Y'all like, I ain't telling her nothing. You better learn to praise your sister, baby. Come on, tell her, girl, you are gorgeous. Girl, you are fine. That weave is fine. Them eyelashes, you are cute. So Father, I thank you for your presence in this place, and I thank you for the word that you're going to deposit, that you deposited on the inside of me, that I'm going to deliver tonight on point, God. It's going to be revelatory and life-changing. Father, I pray over every person in this place, even the women that walked in this room tonight and said, I have to have a word. Father, I thank you that, Father, you got on that cross and you stretched your arms out wide for our freedom, God, for our deliverance. And so I thank you tonight that this is going to be the best service we've ever had in our lives, Father, where we realize we ain't stuck unless we want to be stuck. So, Father, have your way. Speak through me, God. Nothing that comes out of my mouth is of me and all of you. In the name of Jesus, amen, 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 amen. Look at your girlfriend and say, girl, you ready for a fresh start? You ready for a fresh start? Come on, put some Put some of this up in there. You ready for a fresh start? Because we went. You know, whenever God created Adam, he created Adam because he wanted to. He needed a golf buddy. But when he created Eve, he created Eve because he had to. Because without us, there would be no life. We can grow babies in our bellies. 8-pound boys and girls in our bellies. And it will look like aliens are in there kicking our insides through our bodies. And we will carry this life that will get 10 fingers and 10 toes. And they will be inside. And then all of a sudden, we at 9 months will start having some contractions. And something's about to come out of places that nothing should have come out of. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I'm Wonder Woman. I'm carrying life. And then all of a sudden, about a contraction two, you're like, epidural! Because you realize you're really about to birth some life. Have y'all ever seen a man with a paper cut? Or even a mosquito bite? But yet they're strong and simple. And when a good woman comes on the scene, she can make a poor man righteous. But she can also make a good man tear his tail all the way down. We can carry life right here. For 9 months, create a being, a prophet, a business owner. We carry these lives inside of us. But when things go awry in our lives, we go crazy. When situations in life take shifts that we weren't expecting, we will all of a sudden fall apart. This is where the enemy gets us. He gets us women in our emotions. He will have us every 28 days. Your husband's had the same little quirk. He done it ever since y'all been married. But every 28 days, you looking at him with thinking about your arms going around his neck, and you're just thinking of his eyeballs. Thank you. It is Eve's fault. If Eve would have stayed in her lane, the only time in history a woman has ever known what she wanted to eat was in the Garden of Eden. And apples ain't even good without peanut butter. But see, because the enemy knew that a good woman come on the scene, she gonna change everything. So what he did was, he started trying to take us out long before we even got into position of where we were supposed to be. Keeping us going our whole life, searching for love in all the wrong places, having uncles molest us, and fathers walk out of our lives, and we look for love because of situations where absentee kept us empty. Never understanding that the power that we possess on the inside of us, that we can take a licking and keep on ticking. That we can, when we get our groundings and we realize that in the mornings when we wake up, we become intentional and lay hands on ourselves and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I will not fall apart today. I will not be a part of gossip. I will not allow the enemy to get me. But see, we don't talk no more. We talk. I don't need no man. Look, I can't even do it no more. I've been to here. I've been delivered. I used to could do it. See, I kind of can if I'm thinking about it. Yo, I was married for 17 years, preacher's kid, raised in a religion that told me, you get divorced, you're going to hell on a slip and slide. Well, guess what? The only one in my family that couldn't keep a marriage. And I remember one day laying in that bed, angry at God for the storms I created, because for 17 years, I made sure I told him every day, I don't need no man. And then one day I knee up and I didn't have one. I was like, what happened? He said, you don't need no man. I said, hold up. And I heard the Holy Spirit tell me, he said, you're about to go into a season of your life where you're going to have to put yourself on timeout, girlfriend. Because of where I'm about to take you. It ain't going to be this year, and it ain't going to be next year. I was like, whoa, that was not for me. That was for the neighbor. He said, I'm about to take you into a place. He said, the world is sleeping on you. People are sleeping on you. You'd have made so many mistakes. You should be in hell. But thank you, Lord, that what karma should have given us, grace comes in and takes its place. And I was laying there, and I had to move back in with my mom and daddy, man. I lost all my dignity, lost all my pride. And I had to move back in with my mom and daddy at 36 years old. And I remember thinking, God, you are going to break my spirit to save my soul. And I was kicking and screaming. And I said, take this pain away from me. And I heard God speak to me. He said, I can't take it away from you. You got to give it to me. You got to get up and walk away. And I'm in this room tonight. God brought me all the way to New Jersey to let some women in this house know that tonight you're going to find your voice. You're going to find out who you're supposed to be and walk in your calling. And God spoke to me, and he said, what would normally take 12 years is going to take 2. There's some of you just been in your own way. Some of you just been in your own way. Because you ain't stuck unless you want to be. He said, I'm about to take you to a season. He said, stop going back and looking on Facebook and stalking, because y'all do that too. Man, women are better than the FBI agents. We will close down Facebook and open up another one just to go stalk somebody. We'll get on Facebook. I'm doing a Facebook purge. I went to church at Bethany Baptist last night, and Real Talk Kim told me, no more time for games. So if you get deleted, it's because I'm done with the drama. Boo, you are the drama. All right. Because when you get to a place where you're walking in your wholeness, you ain't worried about the exes that left you. You ain't worried about the father that molested you. You ain't worried about the mother that couldn't be there for you. But instead you say, today, I'm going to begin to look vertical instead of horizontal. I'm going to start comparing myself and realize, God, as long as I have a pulse, you have a plan. Today, I'm getting up and walking out of this hellhole. Today, I might have a limp, and I might be dragging, but I refuse to stay stuck in my past. A shift is about to take place. A shift. Ain't no shift can take place. You can come to every conference, get laid hands on with every prophet. You can even go to a psychic, baby. Whatever you want to do, because you refuse to get on your knees and begin to take it to the throne instead of the phone and find out who God is for yourself, because he wants to talk to you. That's how come he gets us with all this chatter. We get caught up in gossiping. The enemy will put us on Facebook. Put that broad that's got everything you want right in your newsfeed. You ain't even following her. But see, the enemy can't touch you. So where he gets you is through distractions. And you don't know you've been distracted until you've been distracted. You'll be watching that Facebook. All of a sudden, here this woman comes. You got books in you. You got businesses in you. But you care more what people think about you than what God knows about you. And so you got yourself sitting over here in a little 10 by 10 bedroom when God is saying, I need you to get unstuck so I can give you the world. I need to get your mind renewed, your heart renewed. You got to walk into some forgiveness, baby. You are missing out on blessings, trying to teach people lessons. Realizing that rejection was not necessarily someone wanting out of your life, baby, but it was somebody that God needed out of your future. And sometimes that's fathers, sometimes that's exes that walked out of your life. They dipped on you and left you for dead. But baby, pinch yourself right now. You ain't dead. You ain't done. fall out on the floor every conference. I used to do it. I was singing on Pastor Rod's platform at 21 years old. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up. I didn't mean it. Had my little graceful fall. And I would always, I'm not very dramatic, if y'all didn't know that. And so I'd always make sure everything was laid out on the floor, and I'd go. Speaking in tongues and talking nasty hate. It don't matter if you're speaking in tongues if you got ugliness in your heart. See, you come into these places, but you got to make up your mind. Bishop can't do it. I can't do it. The best prophet on the planet can't do it. You will come stand up here in this place and worship, your raise your hands and be like, the devil, he's trying to take my marriage. No, it's your mouth. He don't want Joseph's husband. He can't get married. The devil trying to take my car. No, you need an oil change. The devil keeps taking my money. No, you ain't tithing. Y'all gonna let 10 cent on a dollar, 10 cent on a dollar keep your money tied up in the head? Oh, we don't talk about money at the church because, you know, Bishop and everybody else, y'all just want our money for cars. You know what? No, we don't. We got to pay for the lights. It's in his name. When you get to that place, when you start walking into these kind of meetings and you begin to take inventory for real, and don't tell nobody when you're flushing them. Just delete, block. That block feature is a really cool thing. All of a sudden, it's like, poof, where'd you go? But see, we don't want to be Petty Crocker. So we'll keep those people in our news feeds that don't like you and you don't like them. But what would Jesus do? He'd block them. He would let them be someone else's headache. You're going to keep reminding me of my past. I'm putting you in my past. If every time I get on the phone with you, I feel like I got to go take a shower. Bye, Felicia. I love you, but from over in that balcony over there. You hear me? I love you, boo, but from over there. See, because you keep enabling some dysfunctions that I still have in my life. I still got a little bit of that gossip on me, and every time I'm around you, that's all we do is cut people up. So I got to put you to that balcony, and I'm going to love you from over there. You used to be in my VIP, but now you're going to be over there because shift is taking place, because I'm running after God, and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. And if I do what I'm supposed to do, then he'll do what he's supposed to do. Long gone is the days in church when we just tickle your feathers. Walking around toe up from the floor up. Running your husbands off too with your mouth. Got him in the guest room. He don't even know why he's in there. That poor thing, he driving around the cul-de-sac. Not more, he would rather put needles in his eyes and come in to see your tired tail. You got his sweatpants on with spit up all over it. Little Billy Joe been co-sleeping with you. He 12. Put him in his bed. You let that FedEx man come to the door, and you throwing your weave on, you getting your makeup on. But when your husband comes in, it's like, he in the guest room, he don't even know why. Because he didn't notice your hair. Or because you're going through the change of life. And nobody's told you, you probably just need some estrogen. You You walk around getting on medicine, Xanax, when all you needed was some estrogen. But nobody's telling you that. So you're walking around feeling ugly and mean and hateful and like nobody likes you, when all you need is just to go and get with God and say, Father, something's happening in my life and I don't know. I can't. Sally ain't gonna be able to tell me because she don't know nothing anyway. I need you to speak to me. I need a word, God. I ain't gonna get up out of this room until you give me a word. I am tired of getting on social media. Y'all will be stalking people on social media. You'll be all the way back in their pictures for 48 weeks ago. And then you all of a sudden accidentally hit that heart. And you're like, ah! Because now they're going to know you're stalking them. Comparing your life to these people because the enemy wants you to want their life so that you will not walk in the calling that you have. And see, the problem is your character is not ready yet to hold your purpose. Because as long as you keep trying to be somebody else, your character, God is over here saying, what I have for you is so large, but your character can't keep up with it yet. I want to give you a Bentley, but I can't give you a Bentley because you over here driving your Fiat until you ain't putting oil in it. You can't even hardly get in your car. I'm trying to give you a promotion because you got 6 degrees and you're overqualified, and now you can't even get a job because you're overqualified. And God is saying, if you would just begin to trust me, even when you can't trace me, and know that I know exactly where you are, stop praying fear-based prayers and begin to prophesy. But this is why you got to get around people that talk your language. People that will fix your crown without telling anybody else. I know you're going through it. Oh, but I'm not going to let you go. You hear me? You go have a meltdown. Girl, fix your hair. Get your clothes on. And you just, I got you. I'm going to cover you until you find your way. But see, what happens is we attract what we are and not what we want. So you're attracting a bunch of broken people because you're broken. Broken. I used to tell God every day. He said, you're going to put yourself in timeout? And I'm in my mom and daddy's house, back at the very place I ran away from at 18. Because God has a way bringing you full circle. Because he needs to make sure you're getting that heart right. Because he's about to do something in your life that is going to take you from, I mean, all the way from the back of the line to the front of the line. And if your heart ain't right this time, you're going to go right back to where you were. So if you're already at rock bottom anyway, you might as well find out who the rock is at the bottom, which is Jesus. You might as well get better and not bitter. You might as well get powerful and not pitiful. You might as well stop being a victim and become a victor. Don't you waste your hell. You done created your storms. You might as well start dancing in them. You done ran them off anyway, honey. You know what? Get your mouth right for the next one so that you can be his escape and not his duty. What? What? Devil, you should have taken me out when you could have, because I'm about to get up out of this place. And when I do, I'm going to win as many women as I can for you, devil. Devil! Oh, but you won't even talk about your stuff. No, you walk around faking it till you make it. You got spank spirituality. Y'all love me. Y'all love me, don't you? You know I love you, see. I love you enough to tell you the truth, because here's how God rolls. God does things like this. Boom. He does suddenlies. And the thing that the Lord has spoken to me in this season is that we are the ones that's got our own selves stuck. And all it takes, look, a shifting of our minds. I laid in that bed. He said, I'm going to need you to stay here for about 2 or 3 years. I said, well, that ain't going to happen. I said, I ain't no way. I said, you know what? I'm black. But I crack. And white women melt. And I'm already 36 years old, so that means that's going to put me at about 39 years old. And if you hadn't seen yet, you placed me in Fayetteville, Georgia, where there ain't no good-looking men. And my daddy's church is full of bald-headed men. I don't like bald-headed men. I said, so how about I give you a year? And then I'm going on BigDaddy.com, eHarmony.com, and I'm going to help you out, because I ain't going to be 40 years old and be like on my honeymoon night, hello, is it me you're looking for? No. So what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to chop chop. He said, you done such a jam up job in your life. That's how he talks to me. You know, he's kind of like I am the girl that, you know, those people in church are like, because it's almost like you're waving, you'll get God's attention more. I am that girl. So I'd be later in my bed all by myself. He'd be like, you through. That's how he talks to me. You know what I'm saying? Because he knew he had to get my attention, because he's about to speed up some time. He's about to, see, because we serve a God, he ain't like Buddha, baby. You ain't got to rub his belly. You ain't got to give him chocolate chip cookies. You ain't got to give him 5 cups of tea. No, all you got to do is get in the presence and mean, I surrender all. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. My ex, my mama, my sister that betrayed me, my ex that slept with my best friend, that boss that bullied me. God, I ain't gonna carry this mess. I'm not gonna hold on to this unforgiveness anymore, holding on to it like I'm gonna win the lottery. I'm laying my daddy down. You know what? People get a lot of things misconstrued in the Bible because if you don't open it, you just listen to what everybody says. And people will walk around saying, God won't give you more than you can handle. He never said that. Y'all like, somebody, what? You go get a DUI. And you're an Uber driver. And then you're like, ah, I know God won't give me more than I can handle, but I just got my Uber license taken away. I'm like, dude, he didn't make you drink. He said that the rain falls on the just and the unjust. This is why you need to know who Jesus is. Because what happens when life just happens? When things come in your life, when you get cancer, when you find yourself fighting 5 times cancer, when your husband of 50 years dies and here you are with the whole life ahead of you, you get into a business deal with somebody and you lose all your money at 48 years old, now you gotta start all over again. You better know who Jesus is. And until you get to that place where you stop falling apart every time something goes wrong, then you will keep going around that same mountain over and over until you realize who God really is. He would still get off that throne and onto this cross for you, for you, for you, for you. For the people that are talking about you. Oh, people have lied on you. Maybe you did everything they said you did. But once you come to know Jesus, oh, all things have passed away. And he's made things new in your life. You don't have to walk around in bondage. John 15:2. We're talking about a fresh start tonight. Do we feel anybody in here feeling like you're about to take off? Because I can guarantee you something. You ain't gonna wake up tomorrow morning with the same mindset that you walked in. Here, let me give you a surprise. The Bible says that once you get knowledge and understanding and wisdom in an area, you better start getting yourself right. And I know y'all are in a word church here. My Lord. John 15 and 2 says, man, I love this scripture. Oh, every branch. I'm about to explain some things. This is gonna make some blinders come off of you, because you're gonna realize why some things have been happening in your life. You've been wondering why some purging's been taking place and some counterfeits have been removed. Some people ride or dies. That ain't really ride or dies. See, a lot of times in life, it's not about becoming, it's about unbecoming. What you became, trying to put your tail in a place that you weren't supposed to be in, because you were too impatient to wait on God. And so now you find yourself in a number five. And now you're ashamed and you feel like God can't use you. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God uses people with the worst past to create the best futures. You know why? Because when we've gone through hell, we come out on fire. We ain't scared to say what God wants us to say. He knows he can trust us, because when we should have given up, we got back up again. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. That's how come I'm radical, because honey, I want fruit. I don't want him to ever say, I don't trust you no more. I want every day of my life for me to wake up just like I'm in a season of my life where I'm pinching myself every day. Every day I want to make sure that I'm making my papa proud. Every day I want him to see me. I am not caught up in my own little storm and in my own pity parties. No, I'm waking up in the morning saying, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That's how I wake up in the mornings. He takes away. Some of y'all need to learn how to pump yourself up. You're waiting for everybody else to pump you up. That's why your spouse ran off. Because you need his, you put unfair expectations on him. He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. He's been pruning some of you. Sometimes your difficult circumstances are less about the enemy being against you and more about God showing you what it looks like when he is for you. I laid in that bed. Joints in my fingers aching. Preacher's kid. Probably drove the dude to drink with my mouth. Two little boys that needed their dad, mom. And we were both so ratchet. And I laid in that bed. And for the first time in my life, I said, I put a do not disturb upon my heart. And God, I promise you that I won't abort this mission. He said, well, good. I'm about to test you. Because now you got to go get a J-O-B. I went, whoa! That wasn't Fat Susan. She been praying for a job. I ain't been praying for no job. I was in special ed my whole life. And the only place that would take me in Fayetteville, Georgia, was a place called Belk. It is a straight up Kmart on crack. I was like, you gotta be kidding me, God. You hate me. And I didn't say it like that either. I was like, you hate me! Oh, I was so dramatic with him. He'd be like, you through? Chop, chop. I walk up into that store, no pride, no dignity. I lost a $500,000 house. I lost my Mercedes and was driving a straight up knockoff Bentley that blew up on me every day on the side of the road. It was a 300 Chrysler. It looked like a Bentley on the outside, but that booger pair was toe up on the inside. I walked in the Belt. They said, girl, we got the best job. I went, won't I do it? Because you know that's how we are. We're God does stuff for. We shouting on Facebook. But you let him not do something we want. And then we're like, oh. She goes, Estee Lauder Cosmetics. I said, no. What you don't understand is I was raised in United Pentecostal, and they didn't let women wear makeup. I said, and you see, I wear these glasses. I wear these glasses because my eyebrows are not on fleek. And eyebrows, glasses cover up everything. She goes, well, honey, you better go Google. Google's a woman and has all the answers. I went home and I Googled how to do makeup. And I realized it was four techniques. I went with number three, the natural effect. That first day, I walk up in there, and here comes Lulu Bell. And my heart was pounding out of my chest. I thought, Kim, you better fake it, girl, till you make it. I started going, girl, you are so beautiful. Your eyebrows look like feathers. And your cheekbones just sit up on your, you don't even need no makeup. Let's put some little bronzer. That next Friday, she comes walking back in. I said, oh, hi, Miss Lulu Bell. You bringing back the only thing you bought, the lip gloss? She goes, no, I came back in to see if every Friday, if I could come sit in your chair and I'll buy something from you every week. But I've been divorced for 28 years. And I've been stuck on that man. And every night of my life, I go watch the same movies that we used to watch. And I can't get unstuck. And I've got lupus and fibromyalgia. And I'm angry and I'm bitter. And I've had both of my breasts removed. And she said, when I sat in your chair, I don't know what you did. But whenever I got out of that chair, I felt for the first time in 28 years like I could win the world, like anything was possible. And she said, so all of a sudden, I went, whoa, yeah. And I started realizing that your transformation isn't even for you. There are people waiting for you, woman of God, to get it together. Depression started falling off of my life. I started getting CDs of T.D. Jakes and everybody else for my hour drive to work. I would listen to T.D. Jakes. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Pause. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Play. He's going to move. I said, what are you doing? I said, I'm learning how to preach because I'm feeling something in my hands. I was walking up into work just touching people. I just felt it. I just knew if they just touched me, they were going to be healed. All of a sudden, they started watching me go from nay-naying on bars to preaching in the store. And God was doing a trajectory shift in my life because for the first time in my life, I stopped blaming the world for where I was and began to look in that mirror and begin to take back everything the devil had stole from me. I took back my spirit. I took back my sleep. I took back my life. I took it back. Every morning when I woke up, I was prophesying all the way to work. Father, I prophesy today that when I walk up into that place, that people are going to get saved and set free. Father, I thank you for divine connections. I thank you today, Father, that even if a mosquito bites me, they get saved. I was watching shackles falling off of my life. You know why? Because I wasn't laying in bed depressed anymore, concentrating on the wrong information. Fear was jumping off of my life, and I was telling God every day, give me a place where I can jump. Give me a place where I can walk on water. Give me foolish faith, God. I'm ready to get unstuck. What am I saying to you? You are the only one that can get yourself with God and begin to say, I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord. I'll say yes, yes, yes. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. What is your shift tonight? What is your fresh start? You're standing at the door tonight, and it was a divine appointment tonight. Was your divine appointment. This is your birthday. When I got to that place where I wasn't trying to be like nobody else, all my life I had tried to be Ann Taylor when I was really a Betsy Johnson. Trying to be like everybody else because I didn't want nobody talking about me. I would lay hands on myself at night and say, God, get me free from people. Because people, the people get up, they got bad breath just like you. They go to the bathroom just like you, and you will let those people hold you back. Some of you need to stop playing into those traditions of your family. Well, my mama did it. I guess I'm gonna do it. You better start breaking up with some traditions in your family. You better begin to realize that generational curses are real. But generational blessings are even more real, baby. And when you wake up and you find out who you really are and you learn to love your thick thighs, did you know thick thighs ain't so bad? It's caught your phone from falling in the toilet several times. But we will hate ourselves. And when you don't love who you are, when you don't love your thick thighs, your back boobs, your five-finger forehead, got to put a Spanx on everywhere you go. You know you hot. Because we care what people think about us, so we'll make ourselves uncomfortable for somebody else instead of embracing who God created us to be. I wore Spanx one time. I took them things off. I was like, that ain't never happening again. You can always tell the ones with Spanx on, y'all sitting up like this. Why not? Just give it to God. Pastor, it's a women's night, so I can preach like this. Why not get to that place, you know, when I finally got my mouth under control? I was 39 years old, and I was walking in so much freedom. When you get free, you ain't got to tell nobody you're free. And you get free, you just walk in a room and things change. Your mere presence, when you just walk in a room, people like, I'll be on the tram at the airport and I'll look over and somebody will be like, because my transformation, when I got healed, I got so healed that I ain't even got to open my mouth. And millions of people that follow me on social media know that with that little thumbnail, they know this girl right here loves them. Because when you get healed, when you take inventory of your life every day, you know when you're starting to get stanky. You're snapping at your kids, y'all got your babies. You can't even hug your own son because he looks like his daddy and you can't stand his daddy. Throwing his dad in jail every chance you get because he ain't paying child support and taking care of someone else's kids. How's that working for you? He should be paying it. But he's your distraction. Because one thing that I can tell you is, me fighting a man that ain't gonna take care of what's good for him, he ain't gonna steal my peace. Because I know my God said that if I trust you with your babies, then I'm gonna send the wherewithal to take care of your babies. Let it go! Let it go! You gotta take inventory, baby girl. Today's the last day you steal my peace. That boss at work, some of you just, yeah, I hate my boss. I hate, you know, the Bible says that life and death are in the power of your words. And your life looks like what you are prophesying. So in this room, y'all get anything out of tonight? You realize it's your responsibility. Buddy, I'd be walking up into work early. You let somebody come against me. I'm like, I'm so free that when haters get on Facebook and start talking about me, I go like the post. Because I just realize haters are just confused fans. Like, I love me so much, and I'm really a great person. If they really knew who I was, they wouldn't be talking about me. They'd want to be in my club. So I just... like, I even heard it. When you start realizing, when I was working, I was sitting on the side of the road one day at Bloomingdale's, and I kept believing if I just, because ladies, you got so much power that you might have your husband sleep in a guest room for 6 months, but you go home tonight, all you got to do, when he's in the kitchen getting his water to take it up to the guest room, you ain't gotta say you sorry. Just slide your hand accidentally. And he'll be like, "Wah!" He done forgot what you did. That's how much power you got. He just wants you to love him, honor him. You're in this room, you say, "Kim, man, I feel that shift you're talking about." Anybody feel that shift in the room? Anybody feel that shift? You feel like that when you wake up in the morning, something extraordinary is gonna happen. Yeah, I pray that something has went off in your head tonight that is making you realize that you are a bad mamma jamma, that you are powerful, that you carry, honey, you carry something on the inside of you, that when you walk in a room, hold on, one more thing, Bishop, and I'm done. There's a story that I believe somebody in this room needs to hear. It's the story that I used to read all the time that kept me getting up in the morning going and working for $9 an hour. All I could afford were romaine noodles, because I could buy about 2 months worth for $5. And every night I'd be like, "Ugh, gotta eat them romaine noodles with all the salt." I'd wake up, my hands would be all puffy, and God said, "I dare you to start prophesying." I said, "Prophesying what?" He said, "When you start making them things, start prophesying." I got home, got me some hot dogs, some Tony Sachery. I put it in my stuff. I said, "Boys, come down. We're about to eat some Papados." God said, "The more you say that, the more you're shifting the atmosphere of what you can believe about yourself." There was an elephant and a dog, and they became pregnant at the same time. 3 months down the line, the dog gave birth to 6 puppies. 6 months later, the dog was pregnant again. And 9 months later, it gave birth to another dozen puppies. The pattern continued. On the 18th month, the dog approached the elephant questioning, "Are you sure that you're pregnant? We became pregnant on the same day. I have given birth 3 times to 12 puppies, and they are now grown to become big dogs. Yet you're still pregnant. What's going on? And the elephant replied, there is something I want you to understand. What I'm carrying is not a puppy baby, but an elephant. And I only give birth to 1 in 2 years. When my baby hits the ground, the earth feels it. When my baby crosses the road, human beings stop and watch in admiration. What I carry draws attention, so what I'm carrying is mighty and great. Don't you lose faith when you see others getting their prayers answered. Don't you be envious of others' testimony. If you haven't received your own blessing, don't you despair. Say to yourself, my time is coming. Come on, I need a roar up in this house. Some of y'all found your voice again tonight. God brought me the most gorgeous bow chicka wow wow on the planet. We've been married for 6 years. I'm his good thing. You hear me? God is about to restore some things in your life to better than what you had before. You're going to realize why you had to lose what you had to lose. I know one thing I better hear. I better hear a roar in this place. Some of you have been muted. Some of you numb. You can't feel nothing because of the pain and betrayal that you have allowed to grip your life and steal your joy and steal your peace. But when I count to three, there's about to be a deliverance in this room, because the deliverance is in your mouth. The deliverance is in your mouth. The deliverance is in your roar. The deliverance is finding who you are. The deliverance is surrender. I surrender, God. I give you permission to blow my mind. I give you permission. I need to hear a roar. Don't you patty cake. Don't you patty cake. I can't hear you. Woman of God, don't you patty cake. I dare you to prophesy over yourself. I dare you to lay hands on yourself and begin to tell your heart to beat again. Come on, woman of God, I dare you. I dare you to break through. I dare you. I just heard the Lord say, some of you that need to tell your heart, it's time to beat again. People betrayed you, left you, talked about you, and gossiped on you. But it's because there's something on the inside of you of an elephant. People saw it, but you didn't see it. Greatness is your middle name. Powerful, majestic, life giver, game changer, world changer, magnetic for Jesus. Your healing is in your hands. So, Father, I lay in agreement that, Father, I prophesy over this place healing. Healing in this place, God. That numbness. I just sense the Lord showing me that numb. Some of y'all are so numb you can't feel nothing. But that thing's about to, I see it like an onion being peeled. It's about to come off of you. You are not stuck any longer. So I prophesy over you right now that you are not stuck. You are free in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. 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 I love you. And here's what we're going to do. We're about to give an offering, because you sow where you grow. I'm good dirt. This church is good dirt. And the Bible says that when you've gotten free, and I believe there's some people that got free tonight, you can give all your therapist money because you ain't going to need to go back. He had to pay for me to get here. My sweet assistant. I got books in the back. This special ed girl wrote 3 bestsellers. I believe that there are some women in this room that are about to write some books that are about to change the world. You've been sitting on those books, but tonight you decided I'm about to get up and begin to live again and write some books. You're going to tell your story. So y'all go ahead and get an offering. Everybody get something in your hand, man. Did y'all get free tonight? Did you get something out of tonight? It wasn't church like normal, was it? You can't come to my meetings and be sleepy. When y'all ready to give, you can stand up on your feet. You can text BBC Special to 28950. Text BBC Special to 28950. You ready to give? He says you're beautiful. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. When y'all ready to give, stand up. He says you're beautiful. Some of y'all gonna be married in 12 months. What? I even saw in the spirit some infertility, some wombs getting healed in this room tonight. You hear me? There's going to be some healing take place in this place. I'm talking, God was just waiting for you to get your heart right so that he could give you your bow, chicka, wow, wow. Do we have baskets, Bishop? Bishop, thank you for trusting me. He took a risk on me, didn't he? When y'all ready to give, you can come on out and just lay it right here at the offering. Lay it on the stairs. Come on, everybody should give something. He says you're beautiful. He says you're beautiful. You ain't seen nothing yet. 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 He's about to blow your mind in ways that you couldn't conceive.